أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا ومما يوقدون عليه في النار ابتغاء حلية أو متاع زبد مثله كذلك يضرب الله الحق والباطل فأما الزبد فيذهب جفاء وأما ما ينفع الناس فيمكث في الأرض كذلك يضرب الله الأمثال للذين استجابوا لربهم الحسنى والذين لم يستجيبوا له لو أن لهم ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه لافتدوا به أولئك لهم سوء الحساب ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. It is he who sends down rain from the skies, then channels, streams, rivers flow according to their capacity, and the flood waters carry foam and scum raising up to the surface. And in the things that you burn and heat up in the fire, seeking to make ornaments or utensils, is a similar scum and froth. In this manner, Allah Ta'ala explains through parables the truth and falsehood. As for the froth and the scum, then it's thrown away, it disappears. And that which is beneficial to man, it remains in the earth. In this manner, Allah Ta'ala explains parables and similes. The rain symbolizes the good and the mercy, knowledge and wisdom Allah Ta'ala sends down. These are meant for all, but then everybody and everything receives according to his capacity. Like the capacity of the river and the stream, and people also have capacities, they receive accordingly. Then in this flood waters, as they run, you see the froth and the scum mounting up to the surface, comes to the surface as though it is suppressing the water. So similar will you find the challenge of the truth and the falsehood. For sometimes you will see that the falsehood is mounting up. It is on the surface whilst the truth is not so clearly visible. But then at the end, or after a short time, you will find that falsehood was just a show. Nothing but something for the eyes to feast upon. And what was really beneficial to mankind, that really remains. So you see falsehood coming out in big conferences, seminars, big shows, crowds, etc. And people are fooled, misguided. They see the glamour, the glitter of these big conferences, then seminars, and this type of meetings. What is really to be seen after all this, everything said and done, what percentage of the work was really of any benefit? How did it improve their lives? Did it bring about any correction to their lives? People that were not in salah, now are they performing salah? People that were not kind, showing and portraying Islamic values, are they showing Islamic values? Those that were negligent, they weren't remembering Allah Ta'ala, how are they remembering Allah Ta'ala? So what is done for show and what is done just to appeal to the eye, for sometimes it mounts and it's on the surface, people see it and people are very impressed. But after everything is settled, you see all this is thrown out, like the scum and the froth. what is of real essence and benefit that remains. For those who respond to their Rabb is a wonderful reward, and for those who do not respond to their Rabb, if they had all the world, all the wealth of the world, and as much more, then in vain they would offer it as a ransom. For them is a terrible reckoning, and the abode is Jahannam, and what an evil place for resting. Then is the one that knows that all that has come to you from your Rabb is the truth, can he be equal to the one that is blind? It is only the people of intelligence that reflect and take a lesson. Who are these people? They are those who fulfill their promises, and they do not break their pledges. Those who join up all that which Allah Ta'ala has commanded to be joined, they fear the Rabb, and they fear the terrible punishment. So this is the class of people who honor their pledges and promises primarily to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then with people, their subordinates, their workers, or their counterparts, then they ensure that they don't break pledges and promises, whatever contracts they've entered into, then they honor the contracts, they do not break them. And what is the catalyst in their life? It is the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and the fear that they will have to stand for a reckoning before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that keeps them straight, keeps them on track. Those who patiently persevere just to seek the countenance of their Rabb, the pleasure of their Rabb, regular in salah, and they spend all of the gifts that we provide for them, both secretly and openly, and they turn off evil with good. When a wrong has taken place, a sin has taken place, then in place of them justifying the wrong, then they recognize, acknowledge the wrong, and try and quickly replace the wrong with good. Or if it was that they were impolite and aggressive, or someone is aggressive and impolite towards them, then they turn that off with good manners and good ways. Rather than turning an evil with an evil, they return the evil with good politeness and kindness. For such people is the final reward. They will enter into gardens of eternity, as well as those that were righteous amongst their fathers, their wives, and their children. Malaika will enter upon them from every gate with the greetings, salams upon you, for you patiently persevering, and how wonderful is the final abode. As for those who break the covenant of Allah Ta'ala after pledging, and they sever all that which Allah Ta'ala has commanded to be joined, and they go around making mischief upon the earth, and for them, on them is the curse of Allah Ta'ala, and a terrible abode.